We're back here on the School News Podcast here on MPS Voices. Manny Hill here with you, and we're really going to talk about a really fascinating subject today, something that's very, very important, an initiative with Minneapolis Public Schools. They are looking for folks to join their Equity and Diversity Impact Assessment Committee. It's a committee that helps ensure that district decisions are informed by a variety of perspectives and examined through an equity lens. And Taylor Marks, an evaluation specialist and research evaluation and assessment with research evaluation and assessment department of MPS. Did I get all of that right, Taylor?
Yeah, it's a mouthful.
Yes.
There used to be one more A on there too, but we had to shorten it.
Right. Taylor's here with me. You heard her voice here. And we're going to talk about the EDIA, the Equity and Diversity Impact Assessment Committee, that MPS is looking for folks to join and be a part of that committee. It's really important. I know it's something that Taylor's very passionate about. But first, before we get into that, let's just talk a little bit about what you do and everything that you contribute to the district in your role, and tell us a little bit more about that.
Sure. Well, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah.
Happy to be here. For my role, it's I work on kind of what's called program evaluation. So anything that the district is doing programming, or if they're changing curriculum, we kind of do an evaluation on, you know, if it's working or not. So that's kind of my major role. I'm kind of like a jack of all trades. Mm-hmm. I jump in and learn new stuff every year, depending on what people need support with. But really, I'm trying to help people identify, like, what is the goal you're trying to do here, and then work backwards. How are we going to get there? So that's kind of my main role here. And then the Research Evaluation Assessment Department, we call it REA, if you heard that, mm-hmm. really supports larger any data needs that people have. So if you need information, we have data gurus who can go and find that for you, put it together. We also support if you're ever doing standardized testing or any sort of testing in the district. We make sure that schools have what they need and the support they need for that.
So why does the Equity and Diversity Impact Assessment, EDIA, mm-hmm. Why does it exist at Minneapolis Public Schools?
Yeah, so the EDIA, it stands for Equity and Diversity Impact Assessment, but mm-hmm. a lot of people will just refer to it as EDIA. Mm-hmm. It's actually a district policy. So it's an assessment that happens annually. And really what the goal is to look at MPS policies and practices and ask the question of who is this helping and who is this unintentionally or maybe sometimes intentionally leaving behind? And then bringing community voice really into that process and into decision-making processes overall. And then not just identifying any disproportionalities or impacts, but really following up and following through to make sure that those changes are happening year to year.
I know it says that this year the committee's work is really looking to focus on Spanish dual language mm-hmm. programs in grades K through third.
Yep.
Specifically identifying barriers that may impact early literacy. And mm-hmm. I know, you know, talking with the superintendent, Dr. Sales Adams, I know she is, since she's come on board, I know she's really hammering home the importance of literacy yeah. really throughout the district. And can you tell us a little bit more about that and, mm-hmm. and why it's so important?
Yeah, it's really critical. I mean, especially in those early grades, we know from decades of research that if you, you know, can learn to read by third grade, that it's really helpful for the later years. So that's kind of why we're really honing in on those early years in kindergarten to third grade. And then our Spanish dual language programs are really special and unique at our district. So we're looking specifically at those because there is just another challenge in learning how to read and gaining literacy, writing and spelling skills when you're learning another language. So we wanted to not only look at barriers to early literacy, but specifically those students who are learning multiple languages at once. So biliteracy is what it's referred to.
How did this process get started? How did, you know, you guys kind of put your heads together mm-hmm. and really come up with this method and sort of get the wheels going on
it? Well, I'm really just taking the torch from a lot of really hard workers in the past that got this put together. But I do love its story. It actually, in 2008, it really came from a community-led effort, not just from the district. But in 2008, there were two really big changes happening in Minneapolis public schools. One was a big school funding referendum that was going on the ballot. So there was a lot of campaigning for that to pass that so we could get more money. And then they're also, at the same time, they were facing some really difficult financial difficulties with declining enrollment and increased transportation costs. So they had to come up with some plans on what they were going to do about that. So these two things that were happening at the same time. And a lot of the community organizations that supported public schools really pushed them to first do a equity and racial impact analysis to see who are these different changes going to impact, and is there anyone that it will impact disproportionately? So they found that to be a really useful tool after doing that from like a third party aspect, that they decided to make it an official policy in 2013 and make it an annual thing, an assessment that we do every year. So not just a one-off because of a special event happening, but we really every year are looking at deeply reflecting on what we're doing.
Awesome. We're talking with Taylor Marks, an evaluation specialist at MPS's Research and Evaluation Assessment Department, or REA, simply put. So the EDIA committee, Equity, Diversity, Impact Assessment Committee, you guys are looking for people to join that committee. What are a couple of things that you guys are looking for specifically in people that really want to be a part of this?
Yeah. It's an assessment that happens every year, and the topic can change. So this year, it's Spanish dual language, early literacy. So yes, we're looking for people who are interested in that topic, but often members will join for 2 to 4 years. So really, we're looking for people who are committed to equity work, open-mindedness, building trust in the community, and really want to uplift and advocate for students and families that typically or historically get left behind in educational systems, including at MPS. So really, that's kind of who we're looking for. Eligibility is current high school students, alumni, parents or caregivers of students, community orgs, MPS staff, so it's pretty open. And really what you will be doing as part of the committee is partnering with us during that assessment process. So a big piece is advising on community outreach and feedback that we gather from our larger community, like the staff or students or caregivers. So oftentimes they'll advise on what's an authentic way to reach people. Like, have you thought about this? Have you thought about that? So they're really key at every step of the assessment, not just at the end to like make recommendations on what to do about it. But they really help us make sure that the information we're gathering to make that assessment is representative of MPS.
What kind of feedback have you guys gotten from this, from people in the community who, you know, might be interested in, you know, being a part of this initiative and everything? What sort of feedback have you kind of gotten from folks?
Are you talking about in terms of the different assessments that we've done?
Yeah,
like what have we heard? Mm-hmm. Well, I have kind of an interesting example from a couple years ago on just kind of what this process can look like and what it can lead to. Mm-hmm. So we actually did an equity assessment with the student placement policy a couple years back. And through that, they found that one of our policies for when people try to put in like a school choice. So say you're coming from outside the district and you want to open enroll, or you want to switch schools that are maybe outside of your attendance zones, you go into this lottery system. And they found that the way that the old policy was written was actually unintentionally leading to families of color being placed in their first choice school less often than families and students who are white. And so what that it pointed out where those things were happening. So they were actually able to rewrite and update the policy and the system for how families are placed to make it more accessible. So that's kind of a cool, if you're interested in things like that, like really being, you know, digging in and asking a question of, hey, stop, like, just because this is what we have been doing or this is what we're doing doesn't mean it's the right way to do it.
Sure.
So yeah, that's where it's important to be asking those questions consistently.
Last thing for you, if folks are interested in being a part of this, you know, what's the best way for them to get involved? What sort of information do you have with that?
Well, you can go to our website. You can search in any search bar, MPS EDIA Committee or Minneapolis Public Schools EDIA. It should come up. And you can find out how to apply there. Or if you don't want to apply, but you're thinking about someone and you're like, they would be a perfect fit for this, you can nominate them there, give us their information. We can directly reach out and say, hey, someone thinks you'd be a good fit. Here's some information on how to apply. Our applications are open through September 22nd. And then we also have two informational sessions on September 15th and 16th. The information on how to attend those is also on our website.
Okay, cool.
Well, oh, and I don't want to forget, because I know this is students may be listening as well.
Yeah.
But there's also specifically a youth engagement specialist role.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So this is actually a paid role for two high school students who are interested in this work. They'll attend the meetings as a regular committee member, but then they also work with myself and other staff on the side to kind of build and develop leadership advocacy skills, as well as like technical research or data interpretation skills. So if there's any high schoolers listening and they're interested in that and making a little extra cash, that's there.
Awesome. Well, I would love to, if and when you guys do, find those student voices that can be a part of this, I would love to have them back on.
Oh, yeah.
And talk about this as well, and just kind of get their perspective.
Right.
As well, and how things are going with that and how they
I mean, that's what we do this work for, right?
Yeah,
students.
Exactly.
So those roles are really valuable to us to make sure that those are being recentered. Sometimes you can get away from it and then be like, wait, we're doing this for the students, so let's go back to that.
Right. Well, this was a great talk, great information. Taylor, thank you so much for the time. Best of luck with everything with this going forward. And we appreciate the time. Taylor Marks, Evaluation Specialist at MPS's Research, Evaluation, and Assessment Department, the Equity and Diversity Impact Assessment Committee. Looking for members and folks to be a part of this really, really important and vital initiative. Taylor, thank you so much for the time today.
Thank you so much for having me.